Hey, good morning, everybody. Terry Somerville here. It's 9 o'clock. We're going to be looking into the Word of God a little bit. We're talking about the fact that as a Christian, our life has become a supernatural life. It's not strictly natural, because when you got saved, you got translated or taken out of the dominion of the kingdom of darkness. And born again of the Spirit of God, you became a new creature in your spirit and part of the kingdom of God. And God is a spirit, the Bible says, and those that worship him in spirit and in truth. What we do is more than just thing in our mind and a thing in our mouth. It comes deep, deep, deep down from the heart. It comes in our spirit. And you'll check out in the book of Acts, and the apostles were concerned not only that people would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, but that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit. That means, the word baptizo means immersed in the Holy Spirit, pickled, saturated in the Holy Spirit. Literally, it's the word they use to talk about making pickles, that, you know, the vinegar gets in the pickle gets in the vinegar, and that's how a pickle is made, right? And we should know that. This is fall right now, and if you got some cucumbers on the go here for pickles. But God's purpose is not just that we would believe in Christ and be saved, have our sins forgiven, and know you go to heaven when you die and all that kind of stuff. Not just that. Not just that now you set your mind on the things of the Bible, do what's right. And so many Christians are trying to do that, and you're doing it by your own effort. Push hard, push hard. Oh, God, help me, I can't do this, I can't do that, and you're pushing so hard. And that's not where God stopped. The message is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That was the gospel they preached, according to the Bible. And the Holy Spirit is to fill you, pickle you, saturate you, flow over you and through you, to change you in your character and your life into one that's not natural anymore. He works in your mind, will, and emotions, body, soul, and spirit, and is able to do stuff you never expected. So we're going to look at some of that right now. Well, here's a scripture in Acts chapter 8. It talks about when the apostles got back to Jerusalem and heard the people of Samaria had accepted God's message of salvation, they sent Peter and John there, and as soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new Christians to receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They'd been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so Peter and John laid their hands on these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. Wow. Can that happen today? Absolutely. I've laid my hands on many people who came to Christ, and they received the Holy Spirit. And then it talks about this guy, a magician, who'd come to Christ, when his name's Simon. When he saw that the Holy Spirit was given when the apostles placed their hands on their heads, he wanted to buy this power with money. Now see, whatever was going on there, they could see that the Holy Spirit was coming. He perceived the Spirit of God coming down on the people. Maybe they began to speak in other tongues. We don't know what happened. Something took place when the Holy Spirit came that he could tell it happened. And he said, I want to buy this money. Because why would he buy it? Well, because that's the way he'd done stuff in his witchcraft and all of that. He could buy this power. And let me have this power too, he said, so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit here. And Peter said, may your money perish with you for thinking that God's gift can be bought. You have no part in this. Your heart is not right before God. Turn from your wickedness and pray to the Lord, and perhaps he will forgive your evil intentions. For I can see you're full of bitterness and held captive by sin. And Simon said, oh, pray for me, please, that these terrible things won't happen to me. So Simon, this man who'd been a sorcerer, had come to Christ, sees the power of the Holy Spirit coming on people when they've laid hands on them. He sees the anointing, the baptism, the filling of the Holy Spirit. He wants it too, and he's used to it in his sorcery, buying and selling these powers he used to have, demonic powers, and he wants to buy it too. And what Paul says about this power of the Holy Spirit's interesting. He says, you have no right or part in this, for your heart is not right before God. That access to receiving the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit is that your heart has to be right with God. And he says about Simon the sorcerer, you are full of bitterness and captive by sin. In other words, even though now he was a Christian believer, he still had bitterness in his heart and still operated by sinful thinking and intentions, and he needed to learn how to walk with God. So that is part of receiving and walking in the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, that our heart is right with God and he can fill us with the Holy Spirit. He can use us and move us with the Holy Spirit. You're not full of bitterness. You're not full of selfish ambition and conceit. You're not walking in sin. I've had a lot of Christians come to me and they want to, you know, receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and they're living obviously in sin. They're living in immorality. They're thieves. I say to them, your life is not right with God. I remember when I was a pastor in Bermuda, we were over at another church one night. I was preaching there as a guest speaker, and then began to pray for people at the end of the meeting, and this young lady comes up to me, and immediately, by the Holy Spirit, I discerned that she was living a grossly immoral life. And God just told me, I don't know whether she was I don't know what she was doing, a prostitute or something, and she wanted to be healed physically. And she wanted the blessing of the Lord and so on. And she was a Christian, but she was not living morally. She was a moral woman. And she came up and asked me to pray for something, physical healing of some kind. And the Lord said to me, no, ask her about her life. So I said, I'd be glad to pray for you in a minute. But first, tell me, I feel like I need to ask you this. Are you walking with God in your moral life? Are you keeping yourself holy? And when I said that to her, she burst into tears and began to cry. She wasn't. She was living a very immoral life. And led her through repentance and prayer to get her heart right with God, because God was saying that was her need first before she could receive anything of the power of the Holy Spirit. And then it may be true with you. It's certainly true with lots of people that go to church, that come to me, and have come in our meetings seeking blessings and the power of God, and yet they're not willing to put their life right and walk in holiness and righteousness. That's part of what it is. It says in the Bible that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent from our sin. Repent is a word that means turn around, change your mind, go the other way, no longer walk the way you used to walk. Don't walk as the Gentiles do. In other words, don't walk as the world does, the unbelievers do. Walk now as a righteous person. That's the caveat, or the conditions to coming in and walking with the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're going to walk, if you experience the power of the Holy Spirit and you're unholy, you're going to corrupt what's happening. And in the 1 Corinthians 12, it says it becomes like a clanging gong or a sounding cymbal. In other words, it's not pure, it's not righteous, it's not holy. And whatever you do just doesn't seem right. We've all met lots of Christians claiming to have the power of God. We're clanging cymbals and all of that. Well, we're going to talk now about one kind of supernatural miracle. I've experienced this, and this is incredible. Here's about Philip. Philip was started out as a deacon in the first church in Jerusalem. In other words, the women... there were so many new believers that the women were not... these women were widows, were being neglected in the church, trying to look after all the people in need. And so they appointed all these deacons. Philip was a deacon. So his calling was to wait on the needy women. But God began to anoint him with power as an evangelist. And he started to go out and preach, and signs and wonders and miracles were happening. And here's what it says happened. An angel of the Lord said, go down south to the desert road from Jerusalem to Gaza. And so he did so. And on the way, he met the treasurer from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the queen of Ethiopia. And the eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship God, and now was returning seated in his carriage and reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said, now listen to this, he's got the Holy Spirit in him. Holy Spirit says, speaking in his heart, speaking in his mind, we don't know how, but he knows it's God, says, go and walk alongside the carriage. And as he does this, he hears the man reading the prophet Isaiah, and he asks him, do you understand what you're reading? And the man from Ethiopia says, how can I understand when no one can instruct me? And so he begged Philip to come to the carriage, sit with him, and instruct him. And the passage was about Jesus. from the Old Testament, the prophecy that says he was led as a sheep to the slaughter and as a lamb is silent before his shearers, he did not open his mouth. And I'm just going to skip on through the story here. So the eunuch says, who is Isaiah talking about, himself or someone else? And Philip starts to explain that he was talking about Jesus. And as they came along, the eunuch says, look, there's some water. Can I be baptized? And he ordered the carriage to stop, and they went into the water. Philip baptized him. When he came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch never saw him again, and he went on home rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the city of Azotus, and he preached the good news there. Wow. What a lifestyle. Do you know what? You can be led by the Holy Spirit the same way. You can hear the Holy Spirit today prompting you as you go about your daily life. You just open your heart and you say, Lord, what do you want me to do right now? And go along. And when he talks, the key to this is when he speaks to you, listen and do. And you'll know it's him because it'll be something the devil won't tell you to do. And it'll be something you don't want to do. It'll be something that's righteous and good and positive. It's something in agreement with what the Word of God says. It's something that lifts up Jesus Christ. You follow him in that. Supernatural events in this story. Philip is led by an angel who tells him to go down to the desert road. And while he's there, he sees this Ethiopian. And he sees the Ethiopian going by, probably a procession, probably some guards with him. And the Holy Spirit says, go alongside the carriage, and then things start to unfold. He gets the direction from God. And then when he baptizes the Ethiopian eunuch, suddenly the Holy Spirit, boom, takes him away. He's supernaturally transported to another city in Israel. Whew, man, can that happen? Absolutely. I've experienced it myself. And you say, how would this, what do you mean you experienced it yourself? I've told the story before, but let me just repeat it one time. We were heading down to Vancouver with my daughter, Megan, for some appointments. Now, isn't this strange? It's the appointments for her medical conditions. We prayed for healing many times, as I've explained, and we've seen miracles. I explained last time about the miracles that happened in the OR and the recovery rooms in Children's Hospital. Another time we're going down there for these appointments, we got lined up, and we're 40 minutes late for the ferry. We're 40 minutes late on the road going down to Departure Bay in Nanaimo to get the ferry, and we're going to miss the appointments. We're going to miss everything. We can't do it. There's no way to do it. Nothing can change. We're going out of the house. We're praying on the way, coming down through Courtney. God, you've got to do something. We don't know how you're going to work this out, Lord. We trust you. Maybe the doctors will be able to take us later. Maybe this, maybe that. We didn't know how to pray. And we were driving south of Courtney. We come to a bend on the road, and as we go around the bend, we're pulling into Nanaimo. It was seamless. We're just south of Courtney. We go down the road, and suddenly we're pulling into Nanaimo. We both look at each other. What just happened? And what happened was we were supernaturally transported from Courtney to Nanaimo, and 40 minutes of our journey disappeared. And wow, what an amazing thing to have happen. 40 minutes of the journey disappeared. We look at our watches. It's the same time. It's only a few seconds later. It was seamless. We didn't experience a flash of lightning or anything happening. Suddenly we're going around the road, and it's the road. It's like you take it's like Courtney and Nanaimo were a couple of kilometers apart. This is how God works, supernaturally. We praise the Lord. We got to the ferry. We're the last car on the ferry. They closed the gate up right behind our car. Woohoo! You know, did I ask for it? I didn't. It never even occurred to me to ask for anything like that. Did God give it? Absolutely. He's a good God. Philip didn't ask for this thing that happened to him. God is able to do anything when your heart is for him. Wow. So trust in the Lord today. We're just out of time now. But I tell you, I'm looking forward. God, what do you got for me next? This is an exciting life, man. What do you got for me next? Lord, I just want to walk after you and relax. And, you know, the best thing you can do, I heard my friend on Sunday's preaching and said this, the best thing you can do with God is just give up. Go along with him. That's a good thing to do. Okay, we'll come back again tomorrow. Talk about more of the supernatural with our Lord and God and Jesus Christ. Okay, more good music for you all day long here on Spirit FM.